39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. Low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A prosecutor who led some of the state's highest profile corruption cases is no longer with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart resigned on Monday. Hart led the case against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. The reason behind the resignation is unclear. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another man injured. Authorities say this happened in the 4200 block of Woodley Square Monday afternoon. A second man was taken to the hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical but stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a second shooting Monday afternoon that left a man with serious injuries. This happened in the 700 block of 7th Street. No arrests have been made in either case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A shooting at a hospital in Chicago. A gunman opened fire on the city's south side. A number of people were shot. The gunman is now dead.
President Trump has acknowledged the U.S. has the recording of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
16 House Democrats are promising to vote against Nancy Pelosi for speaker.
The question is, if not Pelosi, then who?
Motions were wrought in a Colorado courtroom as a man was sentenced to life in prison for murdering his wife and two daughters.
You disgust me.
Frank Ruzek erupted at Christopher Watts, his son-in-law.
The FCC is demanding telecommunication companies lay out plans to meet new standards so robocalls can be stopped.
The Cleveland Indians unveiled new uniforms without Chief Wahoo, the controversial mascot they've had over 70 years.
Mahomes launches it downfield, and it's intercepted by Joyner. Highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history, and a significant win for the Rams.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now,
Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. First time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Any callers eligible for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that we drew the drawing on Friday. That would be the Iron Bowl edition. And folks, I would get in on that. Iron Bowl and ribs and or Boston butt pies. I tell you, you cannot go wrong. Just take a Cuban sandwich and smear it all over you. Stock market is now down 639 points, 642. Jumped real quick. And it took a real turn. I have a little alert on my phone. It took a real turn about 25 minutes ago that I saw, and it's breaking some important barriers, particularly Apple computer. And as I kind of look at it, technology leads you up, and technology can lead you down. So this is definitely being hit in the tech area here. So let's continue on with this healthcare discussion, and then before we get into some of these other issues.
You're a money guy. We can't afford it. I mean, the country can't afford it.
Yeah, I think the transition to this Medicare for all and single payer is where we are fiscally is near impossible. That being said, I think the debate for the Democrats is healthcare a right? Let the Republicans say it's not a right. I know right. For a fact that's a losing battle.
Nicole?
I'm going to say, again, we're getting into campaign rhetoric here because as you being the financial guy at this table, you can probably attest to the fact that for 2020, Trump and his administration needs to focus on economic policies that will put more cash into people's pockets when it comes to health care and other things, because more cash in their pockets is better for long term, as opposed to them just paying increased taxes for, you know, subpar health care.
All right, Scott, you get to finish.
Well, look, Steve, the reality is Republicans and Donald Trump are hoping Democrats campaign on a single payer system going into 2020. The thing that we can do to increase access to health care is to reduce cost. And the worst way to reduce cost is to create a federal monopoly for health care. Just not going to work, not going to happen, not only because of the cost, but because people want to choose. They want to decide how much insurance they want to buy, and they want to let new technologies disrupt the existing industry.
I think we can all agree healthcare costs too much. We have the best in the world, but still, something's got to be done.
It's and again, the Republicans, whether you're a state elected official, but particularly if you're on the federal level, you have got to fix this. You've got to come up with a meaningful, non-bumper sticker type reaction to things. You really have to work on this thing. As the baby boomers are aging and 100,000 are turning 65, 300,000 are turning 65 every single month, and we're about to get into the main core of this thing, and you're going to have a whole bunch of the population going to be above 65 in Medicare, and they're going to siphon out a whole lot. So when Joey comes to be, then will it be there? Right now, it won't be. It'll be broke in just basically a handful of years. It looks like 9 years from now. So I better make sure I stay healthy here. What is your health insurance situation, Sue? Are you still doing the Obama
advantage? Yes. I mean, that was the only thing that made sense financially. My deductible's still massive.
$6,000.
But what they're doing is, especially for folks in my current income situation, is they up the subsidies as the years go on. So really what I'm paying in terms of a premium is like $80 a month, $60 a month.
That is excellent. But you have to come out with $6,000 out of pocket before you can touch that.
And that's the lowest. That's the bronze plan. The deductible gets a little better if you go to silver and the premium goes up. I mean, that's just how the math of that works.
If people will just, and seeing you're super healthy, so odds of you using something,
as far as I know.
Yeah.
Well, but for all their talk of if you get people on health insurance, they'll go see the doctor. I'll admit it right now, I haven't gone to the doctor in years because I haven't seen the need to go to the doctor.
The only reason I go to the doctor is to get my thyroid medication refilled. That's it.
I don't have any prescriptions. I haven't felt bad Like, I don't see the point. And maybe people think that's foolish. I could catch something.
No, if you're spending $80 a month for catastrophic, then that's fine.
Right.
We can do a bake sale for you to get the $6,000 taken care of.
Right.
We can probably raise that on PayPal for the show for you.
It's just, right now, it's not too bad in terms of just a purely self-interested perspective on it. But in general, I find the whole healthcare situation very frustrating. Essentially, we have a bunch of different camps, and this is what the debate will be. A bunch of different special interests, not like some big corporation or that big group. That's part of it. But you will have different, I think, population generations that will be vying for who's going to get to impose the cost on whom. And that's where the argument's coming down, and I'm a little frustrated with it.
Well, the big killer that on Obamacare is the hospital saw more beds being filled. Doctors saw we're going to have a larger patient role, though doctors on an individual basis didn't like it. And then you had other pharmaceuticals, medical device people saying, oh, man, this is great. We're going to have a bigger market that's out there. But the difficulty and the big lie that's out there is people can't use the insurance because they can't get to the $6,000, so they don't go.
Right.
I have a doc that is a neurologist and does sleep studies. Well, sleep studies used to be a $145 copay on Blue Cross Blue Shield, not anymore. And you just pay that for your thing. Now, if you have your insurance, the whole ticket is on you, and so they don't do them. And so that business is basically going away unless you're a state employee or your own your military on TRICARE.
Right.
Everybody else is out the window. And it's so screwed up everything. I mean, my doc clients are just, they're beside themselves.
But just on the face of it, the Democratic argument, especially the incoming Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the idea is that Medicare is already way too expensive. Same with, Social Security's a whole other argument and conversation, but the entitlement programs are
when you say expensive to the government.
Expensive to the government, yes.
Not to the individual.
And, well, it might end up being very expensive to individuals in the long run. And so, given that this is the major drivers of cost for the government right now, the Democrat solution is raise taxes and expand that program to all, not just people over 65. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. Because what's happening is the way Medicare is being paid for now is by the 2.9% that you're throwing in there that everybody is sending in. And so then that money is distributed among those that are 65 years old and older. Then there's a component, which you do is you have Part A and Part B, but that only covers a piece of it. Everything above that, you have to go buy a supplement policy, which is fascinating. The one I picked, for example, my maximum out-of-pocket for Plan G is $183 a year. Once I pay my $183, then I'm done.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And it covers everything. Now, it does have a pharmaceutical donut that you have to deal with, drug donut.
Sure.
That is, I'm pretty good at numbers. It took me a little while to figure out what my donut was, but I'm playing with hypothetical medicines. I put myself back into chemotherapy and going through that to kind of see where I was. But I can jump that shark. I can come up with the $2,500 that I need to cut that, go through that. But it is really remarkable. And I got to know the Humana person pretty well. And I asked him, how is it working for Humana? I said, oh, no, this is great. What we're doing is it's cost, and we're getting a 10% administration on it, and that's it.
But I just think, and I'm not great with numbers, these sorts of things.
That's what you have me.
Yes, absolutely. And I think I'm pretty good at framing arguments. And I think the country as a whole, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, hopefully it's both together. You can't frame it like Obamacare bad, we're going to repeal or replace it. I don't think you can frame it what the Republicans did bad. The oppositional politics of it is not fixing things. I think you have to frame it as a large project. When you address health care in this country, you are addressing Medicare. When you address health care, you are addressing the entitlement programs as a whole. And there are ways to fix that. I mean, it might be doing with getting rid of the whole core concept that these aren't redistribution programs, so you means test them. I mean, there are ways to fix it, but right now, the way things are currently going, imagine if you do have insolvency in, say, Social Security. The law right now says 25% cut automatically to beneficiaries.
people won't like that.
So
we have
to face. That's why it's called the third rail of politics.
And I think if there's a politician out there who can frame this in a very effective way and has the cojones to pull it off, and maybe Trump has them. Who knows? He ran last time saying he won't touch those programs. But if Trump maybe running in 2020 or after, if he gets reelected, tries to take it on, he might be able to pull it off.
Here's a startling piece of information, is that of this baby boomer group that's becoming 65, is one of the actually healthiest groups of people when you look at it that has turned 65 in a while. You go back 25 years and look at that group that turned 65, and they were, because vaccinations and things like that had not touched them like it did the baby boomers.
Right.
And it's really remarkable. So what's happening is they are not tapping into Medicare as strongly as they thought they were going to be, with the exception of they're getting their eyes done, cataracts and things like that, and knees replacement, stuff like that. But they're not going through the real serious things. So my doc clients are telling me that the group that went 25 years ago went through.
Well, and it is amazing, though, that Medicare, when people ask, like, the history, why is healthcare so much more expensive in the United States? Like, why does it have an inflation rate higher than the average rate of inflation for all other goods and services? I put it, lay it at the feet. There's all sorts of reasons, but it's because the biggest purchaser and setter of prices, the price setting, is the government, through Medicare in particular.
And Medicaid.
And Medicare, if you look at it, is the single most generous, the single-payer beneficiary program out there.
Right? Medicaid is the Rolls Royce of insurance. Medicare isn't, because you have to add your stuff on there. You know, the base is $134, but then you pay another $115 for me for the coverage that is the G, and then $15 for pharmaceuticals.
Even that base, though, is, I think, compared to other, you know, single payer programs around the world, it's Medicare is incredibly generous. And so that's why it's so expensive for just people over 65. If you go to the whole population, and you look at even the Nordic countries and these models, they're moving away from especially government-administered, like what Britain was for so long, the government ran the hospital. That, we're not going to touch that, thank God. But if you look at just the single-payer model, it's now becoming sort of a bare, you know, floor, and let the market run everything else.
Right, but remember, Medicare is a base, and then you're adding...
You can add supplements.
Yeah. You have to add a supplement, or you're not going to get very far on it. So you go to the hospital and your bill is $5,000, you're going to bite a big bullet of that up. So you have to have something that's going to take that away, which should be the model, which we've always talked about, an over and under type policies for the states and companies to be use some ingenuity, let's say, and get, you know, just provide good health care and don't make it a racket where someone is going to be rewarded for raising their prices because you're going to cover 80% of it. Newstone 93.1, Dan Mars Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Having a lively discussion here. As my headset starts shorting out. Don't forget, folks, Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. You can get in on that. Let's go to Clint. Clint Jr., welcome aboard.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
This medical stuff y'all talking about, my sister is a nurse in Dallas, Texas. Have you heard about the, if patients give a bad review for the medical services, the insurance is not paying the hospital, and then it trickles down to where the hospital's not paying the employee?
Well, I know about where, and let me kind of, because I know a little bit about the subject, if they do not score a certain amount on a survey, then a hospital or doctor's office can be dropped by that insurer. And so I've never heard where they're withholding services back, that there is a complaint piece that's in there saying that they did it improper. So instead of going to lawsuit, the insurance company is kind of stepping in with, let's not do, you know, you didn't do the procedure properly, so we're not going to pay you your full amount.
Right, and that trickles down to the worker. I mean, my sister's looking into other career options because she can't handle this.
Well, I don't know how a hospital could not pay an employee based on income from an insurance company, because what happens is that, and Chad may want to call in on this because he does this type of work, but the employee has a contract with the hospital. Hospital has, and the insurance company has a contract with the hospital. So I would think your sister may be let go, but I don't know about working without pay.
Right. She just said they're paying her less, so she's looking into other options because she's going to be quit being a nurse.
Okay. So what they're doing is they're reducing the amount of money all the staff is getting, is what you're saying, or they're reducing hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm gathering.
Yeah, that, and that's what happens. I mean, when you're working for anybody, you're actually working in a contract environment, and what you've agreed to is this. They've agreed to pay you that. Doesn't mean that they have to pay you that forever. They can go in and say, look, we're going to have to reduce your salary from $35,000 a year to $29,000. Do you still want the job? Yes, no.
So I need to get a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, there you go. From government.
That hurts. And if, I mean, if it keeps going like that, more people are going to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But the interesting part, that's the way the marketplace is taking over that. And so what you're going to do is people are going to try to work for hospitals that are really, really good. So right. They won't do that.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to George. Hey, George, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Dan, I'm good, and Turkey Day's coming up, and that's good. I always come to you guys for historical perspective.
Uh-oh.
The Constitution doesn't say anything about medical care, so how did we get where we are today?
That's a great question. when Social Security was created, Medicare was shortly behind that. And what they did is they were going to give the retirees a pension from the government that they had put money in, and then they also were going to help them with medical services. That's why you had the Part A and B of Medicare versus all the other parts you can go buy on the free market. So what we did is they did not think that people were going to live that long. The average age back then was going to be 71 as a retiree. So they didn't have too much into the game, but they were going to have retirement benefits for the person and their spouse and their kids if they died young. But what happened is, you know what? We became healthier by a long shot.
All right. Okay. And I know Social Security was litigated and it was found to be constitutional. So Medicare just flows from Social Security, and that makes Medicare constitutional.
Yeah, the government isn't barred from anything for creating another, you know, entitlement or another department or anything. It's not done by the. It's done through legislation through Congress and the president signing it.
Yeah.
Well, and George, if you go back to the original idea, there's a school of thought out there. That the founders kind of failed in limited government. They thought the three branches would be rivalrous, and to a degree that still works today, thank God. But really, once you gave the government the ultimate taxing power, the cat was out of the bag. And essentially it's been a progression in American history where once they had that power, they could create programs as they saw fit.
Which were what we would call voter interest programs. In other words, if you look at the Great Society, you look at all of this stuff, increases for, you know, Social Security was not supposed to be your single pension.
No.
It was a baseline.
Right. Understood. Okay. So it's not prohibited in the Constitution, so Congress just keeps doing stuff incrementally, like Joey said. We just keep creeping along and getting bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Because you've got, you know, you have an aging population of baby boomers in particular that are putting an incredible pressure on this whole thing.
Yeah, you're right. I'm one of them. So are you.
I know. I'm about
All
to
right.
be.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Let me go to a break. James, hang on for me. I'm going to be back to you right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just one. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump won't take any punitive action against Saudi Arabia for its role in the murder of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a statement, the president says he doesn't condone the killing, but calls the Saudi kingdom a key ally, which spends hundreds of billions with the U.S.
The president also pointing out that 17 Saudis have been sanctioned by the United States in connection with the death of Jamal Khashoggi, so that appears to be as far as the president is going to go.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. A gunman shot and killed three people yesterday at a hospital on Chicago's South Side. One of the victims, Dana Less, worked at the hospital. Her father, Brian, talked about his daughter's death.
We can't process it. We haven't processed it. We're in shock.
A police officer and a doctor were also killed. The gunman, Juan Lopez, is also dead. His ex-fiance was one of the victims. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, much cooler day underway today. I think the clouds hang in till about midday, but gradual clearing later. High temperature will be hard-pressed to make the upper 50s today, but northwest winds at 10 to 15 will make it seem cooler. Clear, cold tonight, low 38. Tomorrow's high around 60. Plenty of sunshine on the big travel day, 39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. Low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, any caller can get in Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. I'd definitely be doing that for the Iron Bowl edition. We'll be doing that drawing on Friday. We'll be live on Friday, by the way. Mayor will be in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Looking forward to seeing him. Let's go to the phones and let's go to James. James, welcome aboard.
Dan, in today's advertiser, there was an article in there that said that there's 52 rural hospitals in Alabama and that 88% of them are operating in the red. And the reason that they're operating in the red is such a high percentage of uninsured patients. Now, it also said that if we expand Medicaid, then we could pick up insuring an additional 300,000 adults. I guess I was just had a question about with their talking adults. I actually thought it being Medicaid that underage patients was actually what would drive this up. Can you help clear me out on that or give me some comment about this whole situation?
Sure.
Because obviously the push on it was that we have got to expand Medicaid.
Right. What the people that are putting pressure are the people that are under age 65 and they don't have insurance. And by expanding Medicaid, you're taking someone, and let's say they currently make now $25,000 a year but can't afford an insurance policy, they don't get it. But if you expand that Medicaid to double that amount of $50,000, that person, it would then get medical coverage by expanding it, and it would take some of the pressure off of it. Now, to me, that's not necessary. This was an issue I worked on in the governor's office a long time ago, and to me, trying to come up with a state beneficiary that's helping in the medical world is better than trying to get the federal government to pay, you to go take care of more people. Did that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm just a little curious when we're talking about 88% being in the red. I mean, these locations are going to have to start closing, obviously, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of them have. You remember when the Clanton Hospital closed?
Yeah. Okay.
And again, let me kind of go back to that. So what happens is you're in Clanton, let's use that one, and you have some kind of accident, and you go into the emergency room, or you're just sick. You go into the emergency room, then they take care of you, and they find out you don't have insurance. Then guess who's stuck with the bill?
Well, yeah, I understand. And obviously, they're not going to question anything. They're gonna service a patient no matter what the situation is, so
right.
They don't really, I don't know, they don't have a choice there one way or the other. Well, I don't know, this kind of trends right along this with the same thing I hear that says that in this particular area, or they normally refer to it just as the river region, that every year the number of kids in this section of Alabama, more and more and more are going hungry. And I just don't understand that whatsoever. But anyway, that's all of my comments. And one last thing is I still believe in term limits. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, James. Appreciate you. Let's go to a good friend, Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're getting ready for T-Day.
I sure am, man. Sure am. I'm going to cook a big, big, big ham and just ham it out this year.
There you go, baby.
I wanted to make a quick comment and then have two financial questions for you. My comment about Donald Trump and the Saudi royal family is that I think he has made a good move in what he has done. And, this guy that got chopped up, as horrible as it is, he was not a real journalist, and he was just there to take down the Saudi royal family, and he just had no business going back. He did a bunch of dumb, damn stuff. So, I don't feel what happened to the man was justified, but I feel United States' response is about all we can do, considering who they are, don't you think?
I don't know. I think he's got to be careful that he's trying to put profit above sanctity, and he certainly cannot be real casual in having this. you know, he can say, I'm upset, I don't like this, I'm going to separate morality from business here, but I think that this was an immoral act. He needs to come across with that, where he's not saying, I'm looking the other way because we're doing business with them.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that's kind of the way it looks. But
that's the way it's going to be played by the media, I guarantee you that.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, on the other subjects, it's very significant that Florida's Attorney General is pulling CVS into the lawsuit on opioids with Walgreens.
I saw Pam do that this morning.
Yeah, that's big, don't you think?
That is. I'm not sure how you do that, where you show that they're complicit or they're negligent with it. That was, when she said that, that was the only point. I have several pharmacists that are clients, and the regulation that's on them now is just incredible. So I don't know how she does that. Now, if she's going back in the past and saying, you caused this because of actions you did 3 years ago, I think she's got a little bit better of a case.
Right. And last but not least, do you feel the U.S. government or the Commerce Department, Justice Department, is going to make some efforts to regulate Google and Facebook social media, and which is so far out of control and really not American companies anymore when you get down to it?
I don't know the answer to that. If they do, I hope they are very, very careful and they don't break it. And because regulation can really do some serious damage to future companies, and they can do it to present companies. In other words, if you basically eliminate your competition through regulation.
Aren't Facebook and Google already tightly regulated in China?
Of course. Everything's tightly regulated in China.
Yeah, okay. So, really, and the European Union has now come down with some social media regulations, or am I incorrect about that?
No, you are correct with that.
Wow, so we're the last to do it, correct?
Well, but that didn't mean that we should do it, because we're the last to do it.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm just watching the situation. I find it all very interesting to see how these big shots like CVS and these social media folks are going to be weathering this criticism.
Let me go back to something that you said on Europe, and to make sure I'm clarifying this. The European model, particularly France and Germany, they do not like criticism of the government, and they shut that down. That is so anti-American concept, and
yes,
I think that they're going to regret that. So that's how, one of the ways in Europe they're regulating. When you get into Venezuela and you get into places like that, it's a whole different ballgame.
Wow.
They are strong on regulating negative speech against government.
Yeah, either execution or prison.
Or shutting you down business-wise.
Yes, yes. And, of course, in Russia, you just disappear. That's what my Russian girlfriend said. You don't go to prison in Russia. You just disappear.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You have a great day.
You too.
Let me go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You know, in regard to this opioid addiction stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think one of the problems that we have is we have a lot of people out there with chronic pain, and we have doctors that are well-intentioned, but they don't really understand the nature of the beast, and they over-prescribe these drugs trying to give these folks some pain relief. And just from my personal experience, by switching that over to a pain doctor, my doctor changed me over to a pain doctor that, you know, of course, knows the nature of the beast very well. And they cut my use in half.
Right.
They cut it in half. And you know how they did it? They changed the type of drug that I was taking. What happened was is my body became resistant to it, and it was ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
And causing you to have to use more to do the same thing.
Right.
And I have more pain relief using really, actually, less than half of what I used to have.
Yeah, let me tell you, there are a lot of components with this. Number one is the drug companies didn't, they kind of said, yeah, give this, so take care of the pain, and it doesn't have an addictive quality. Well, it does have an addictive quality. The other thing is you have doctors that are giving pain medication and giving a pill to try to solve the problem, like in your case, versus trying to solve the problem. And they were using the pill to do that. They were using a pill to be a good doctor, and that turned out to be deadly, absolutely deadly. And then the other part is people would go in and they wouldn't try to manage their own pain. They just wanted to cut the check engine light off, and they use opioids for that.
Yeah.
I saw that at MD Anderson a ton.
Well, you know, I think one thing that really helped me, though, is, you know, I was afraid of those drugs like I am a snake.
Yeah, that was me. I told him, I don't want to be on a mobile highway selling my body. And the person said, who would buy it?
I'd hate that happen to you, Dan.
I know.
But, I just had to suck it up a majority of the time. And I got to where I only used it when I absolutely had to. But the bad part about that was, is like I said, it kept taking higher and higher dose to do the same thing. And I wasn't going to, you know, take, but just so I wasn't going to over dose myself with it, just try to get pain relief. That just was crazy to me. So I just had to suffer through it and soldier on. And I tell you what, it's nice to have something effective to kill the pain, but probably the greatest relief was just from strategic placement of steroids instead of, you know, doing the hand grenade thing with a pill, you know, doing it locally, and that helped me more than anything else.
Yeah, and the doctors really, you know, using the pain management, sending you to a pain management, you know, several, you know, my good friends over at SOS, they don't do any type of medication beyond just a tiny time frame, and you have to be under their supervision. They send you to a pain management doctor.
Right. And pain management doctors, they don't play around. I mean, I have to go in there and I have to take a urine test regularly and everything else, and they monitor you closely.
Yeah, because they don't want the lawsuit that's after them. And that's why the doctors are doing it. They didn't want to get in trouble for over-prescribing medication and not managing the medication. So, hence the pain doctor.
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, and I can understand the doctor's position. They want to do what they can to help their patient. I mean, that's what they're paid to do. But, you know, that's a slippery slope when it comes to opioids.
Well, you know, the concept is do no harm, and doctors will tell you that the opioid whole issue was they were trying to do good, but what they ended up doing was harm.
Yep, unintended consequences.
There you go. It happens all the time, doesn't it, my friend?
It sure does. Well, I tell you what, I don't know how long I had on this earth if I didn't go to that pain doctor, because I'm telling you, I was just a big lump. A useless lump. I could hardly do anything. I was, you know, basically paralyzed with pain in many cases. And, you know, a lot of times I'd want to call Dan Moore's show, but I couldn't do it because I was just in too much pain.
There you go. Let me ask you, who suggested that you go to a pain doctor?
My family doctor.
Good. That's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah. What happened was is I had a pain doctor initially, and this doctor was crazy. I mean, he would not do the paperwork I required to have to keep my job, and out of desperation, I went to my family doctor and said, what can I do? And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll manage it for you, and we'll try to get you through this. Well, from, you know, what we thought was just going to be a short period thing, it turned out to be something long term. I had a chronic condition, and you know, thank goodness he passed me on to another pain management doctor, and it's worked out great for me. And I tell you what, anybody that's not on a pain management doctor, I highly recommend it, because they know what they're doing and they are sharp.
They really are. This, and you go to Birmingham and you have a whole nother level of them up there. Ritz, I want you to have a great day. I hope I hear from you tomorrow and or Friday.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Take care. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. Reminder, Jack Ingham Signature Used Car is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Moore Show. Go by and see Dunn Duncan. Two locations, Madison Avenue. One location, Bell Road. One location in Millbrook, where All-American Mike is, personal friend of mine, right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Go by and see them. You're going out of town. You need to go to Dunn Duncan and get them to check your car out. I'd go by there today, tomorrow, before you get on the road. Make sure you're going to get there safe and sound. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30.
Oh. All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You want to get to me before I get out of here? Well, you better call. Debbie, I understand that you do realize that Reed Ingram has your information, so you can head on down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and enjoy your gift. Your basket. Okay, let's see if we can fit Cranky in and pop off a couple more of these things. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Now, you were talking about having to walk the Mobile Highway. I don't remember seeing you out there when I was working, Dan. was that you and the little Bo Peep outfit?
What were you?
I thought I was the only one that had that outfit. But I tell you, when I was working out there, in the dark days of addiction, I came back in and told a friend of mine I'd made, worked all night and only made $100 and 10 cents, and my friend asked me, well, who gave you the 10 cents? And I said, every single one of them.
That was good, Cranky. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Rodney Dangerfield said it was a tough room. Hey, this is a tough city.
That was good. Every single one of them.
Not a lot of controversy today. I guess I've been taking my meds. Just wanted to tell you guys happy Thanksgiving, and I guess you slackers won't be there Thursday, huh?
We won't be here Thursday. We'll be here tomorrow, and we'll do a live show on Friday, the Iron Bowl edition. We'll be taking predictions on the game.
Roger that. Y'all have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Cranky. How much time?
Oh, we've got about 4 minutes here.
Let's try to fit Brian Kemp in on the voter purge and talking about Stacey.
It was not a free and fair election. We had thousands of Georgians who were purged from the rolls wrongly. It was not fair to the thousands that were put on hold with their registrations. Brian Kemp oversaw for 8 years the systematic and systemic dismantling of our democracy, and that means there could not be free and fair elections in Georgia this year.
Governor, you won by 55,000 votes, but clearly Stacey Abrams is not accepting it. Basically, seems like she's saying you cheated by canceling 1.4 million people off voter rolls since 2011. What's your reaction?
It's unfair for her to blame, especially local elections officials that are following the law when it comes to these things for registration, how things are conducted on election day. In Georgia, we have secure, accessible, fair elections. We make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And we saw the easy to vote part. We had 1.4 million more voters in this election than we did in the last governor's race, a historic turnout. We have a million more people on the rolls because I pushed for and implemented online voter registration where people could register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If my opponent and her activist groups had used the online system, they wouldn't have had as many problems as they did with folks that they were registering. And by the way, the pending list, my daughter was one of those folks on the pending list because she was 17 and a half when she registered, and you have to be 18 to be on the list. So the day she turned 18, she came off pending, went on the voter rolls, and she voted for me on November the 6th. So the process worked down here. We're proud of that. You know, nobody's questioning the Democrats' wins, knocking off one of our congresswomen in the state of Georgia. They're not questioning the local races that they won. So this is really just political rhetoric, but that's in the past. I'm moving forward and looking forward to governing our great state.
Now, so he was kind of explaining it. I guess I don't have enough time to get the second clip, and we can pick it up tomorrow. But she is just like totally off base. The Democrats, and in some of these places, they were in charge of the election. It is the local county person that is in charge of it. The places where she was complaining about, that's where they were in charge. The other thing is, I picked up from this, we'll play it again tomorrow, is that they were doing all this voter registration, and they were sending in information that was incorrect. The other thing is, you would have to ask them what the last four digits of their social were, and they couldn't answer the question.
Really?
They did not do online registration, which if they would have been able to fill all that out, it would have been fine. All you do is you plug your driver's license in there, they ask you some questions, and then it approves you. And you have to take off the voter rolls. It's state law to do that. So all of a sudden, state law kind of entered in this thing. They've been doing it since 1993. Okay, Joey.
Good show.
That was a great show, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do it again tomorrow?
I think we should.
Hey, and then maybe try it again on Friday?
Friday.
And see, keep doing it until we get it right?
Exactly.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Mayor Todd Strange in the house at 1 o'clock. Stock market is down 543 points for the tick, the roll-off. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.